Hi, welcome to this episode of Practical Digital Strategies. I'm the host, Guy Cook, and today we're going to talk about keywords and how they are the compass that drives users to your content. So if you've got an intended audience, use the right keywords at the right time, at the right place, and you'll increase the performance. So to understand keywords, you got to know what are keywords and why they're important. Well, they're the things that specific words or phrases that internet users type into search engines when looking for information, products, or services. Okay. These terms are the compass that will get them there. And so make sure you've done a good job of getting important, simple keywords for the users to reference. There's different types of keywords. There's short tail and long tail keywords. Understand the difference in that short is like a real broad stroke of the brush for search. Okay. They're highly competitive. So like if you do real estate in Kitsap County, you're going to get a bunch of hits. Okay. On the other hand, you can use a long tail keywords and have a more specific phrase like real estate in Kitsap County located in Bremerton. Okay. That's one of the communities there. So the long tail is where you're going to refine the search term to get more specific. Maybe it might be as simple as near me. Now the high competition and low competition keywords boils down to this. High competition keywords are the ones that everybody's using, and there's very little chance of you getting success and being in the top of the search engine results because so many people have done it before you. Low competition, that's when you're going to have a balance to achieve. Finding out what the low competition keyword, maybe something that's a longer tail and has fewer websites tracking that, then that's the one you want to go for, have a balance between the high competition keywords and low competition keywords. And there's the puzzle, finding out what works. So now you've decided, well, let's have some keyword research tools. And these are the top tools for keyword research and analysis. There's other ones available. If you've got one, post it in the comments, let us know, and I'll share it with the community. Right now, the list is Google Keyword Planner, Ahrefs, SEMrush. So to respect your time, I'm not going to go into the great big chapter and verse support document for each one of those tools and explain it. You can go to the YouTube search, use those names, and get the how to do it and implement that. One thing I should mention, too, is trends and seasonality, okay? The impact of trends and seasonality on keyword selection is really important because there's times when you want to search for Halloween costumes and put that into your keywords, perhaps if that's the niche you're going after. But in January, probably not so much. You're going to change in maybe New Year's resolutions or some such. So the tips for leveraging timely keywords, each one of those engines, those tools that I gave you the links to, take a look at those and find out how they suggest to do that. And using things like social media platforms and Google Trends, you can find what's hot and what's not for the niche that you're... One of the things to consider, too, is competitor analysis. It's important to analyze competitors' keywords because analyzing their keywords helps you identify gaps in their approach, allowing you to capitalize on untapped opportunities. Maybe they've got real high rankings for certain words, but other words they didn't even use. And using a tool like Ahrefs or SEMrush, you can analyze competitor websites, look at the keywords that they rank for, and then make adjustments accordingly. So long-term keyword strategy, that means building a sustainable keyword strategy, importing the knowledge that you've got from using tools to analyze the positions in the search engine result pages, and then make adjustments accordingly. Integrating keywords naturally is the key to the content working for. Overstuffing it in a single element, not a good idea. I think I've said that before. So in measuring your success, there are metrics that you want to check that matter. Okay, the key metrics are search engine rankings, organic traffic, and click-through rate. How many times do they perform the call to action? So there's a number of tools out there. I would encourage you to give Google Search Console a try. It's free. It provides good search performance indicators. You can use Ahrefs or SEM Russia if you've got a budget that can afford such. Regularly review your metrics, like every Monday, take a look, and then identify the trends and make data-driven decisions for continuous improvement. Well, thanks for listening. I hope that you're going to be able to find top-ranking keywords in this effort. It's a long-fought battle, something you can't just do it once and then forget about it. You continuously monitor and improve based on the data you receive, and that's going to make you ready to do the keyword strategy, take it to the next level. So start implementing these tips today and watch your online visibility soar. Again, thanks for listening. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on guyrcook.com. If you like this video, found it helpful, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. Subscribe to the channel for more valuable content on digital marketing and other things. It's a wrap.